I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Oh, bonus time with Dr. Kevin Most.
I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now.
All right, I spoke with John DeCoste. I shouldn't say that. I texted him. You know, the kids, we all text. He's in Ohio doing stand-up all week, but he hopes everybody had a swell 4th of July.
That was very nice. We hope he did, too. Yes.
We talked about how many fireworks were lit this weekend and how they were all right around my head.
Mm-hmm.
They were really loud.
Yep.
Really, really, really loud. I don't know if that's like an economic indicator. Dr. Most joins us now from Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. I don't know if that's an economic indicator, Doc, but there were more fireworks in my neighborhood than there's ever been.
Yeah, it really was. It was loud the last couple nights, not just one. And, you know, a lot of neighborhood kids doing it, so always challenging at times. And I'm sure you saw in the news, you know, one individual died and another blew his hand off here in Chicago alone. So very
happens
important.
Every year. Yep. Every year. Yep. You know, and what do you say other than how? Why?
Yeah.
It's not going to grow it back. I don't know. And there was a guy, not in Illinois, but I'll see if I can find the story because Amy Cochran, assistant head writer for the program, sent it to me that a guy was trying to get rid of a hornet's nest in his garage, and he tried to use M80s, and he set his garage on fire and burned its garage down.
That's tough to explain the insurance company.
Do you have the stupid rider? I don't know. Did you pay for the stupid rider on your insurance policy? All right. I want to start with something here, Doc. And thank you for the bonus time. I want to start with something here that Dave Ennett has suffered from, and that's vertigo. Dave, when did you have your last bout with it?
Oh, I had it probably, I want to say, 10 years ago, maybe.
But it was significant.
Yeah. Yeah. And it came on very suddenly. And I think I know why I got it.
And, Doc, the vertigo by definition is what?
You know, a sense of dizziness, a sense of that your balance system is off. So it's this feeling of uneasiness and unsure of your body position. So it's you're dizzy, essentially.
Right. And because of my incredible, experience with yoga, I have great balance. As you know, I can bend myself in all sorts of shapes.
Double dog down.
And, I can do a triple dog down. And no one's ever seen it before, but trust me, it's really quite something. But our feet are crucial to our balance, right?
Yeah, they are. You know, and if you haven't had vertigo in the past, you never want it. I'm sure Dave can tell you. It is one of the worst feelings. You can be nauseated, but you just feel terrible. And the body is just unbelievably amazing. And I know, you know, you always think I'm a geek when I talk about things, but...
Not always.
The way that the body can work and keep our balance and keep our positioning is just amazing.
It is amazing. It truly is. And the body tries to center itself no matter if you think you're clumsy or not.
Right. And you say, well, how does that do? How does it work? And we have built-in redundancies within the body, which is great because you need them. So we have receptors on the soles of our feet. We have our vision. And then we have something called the semicircular canals in the inner ear. And when all three of those are working together, it's great. As long as two of them are working in concert, it's great. That allows us to walk in the dark. The body is, the brain is being told by the receptors on the soles of their feet where your body position is.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, why would we be able to walk in the dark? That's amazing too, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know what? And when you start to fall, how many times have you done the stumble where you hit a curb and you missed it and you don't hit the ground? You know, your feet is telling your body one thing, your ear is telling it something else, and your vision is telling it something else, and the body reacts to change the body position, to change the muscle structure, to bring you back to balance.
Anytime I stumble, I just start jogging and pretend I meant to do that.
Correct.
It's another human response. Yeah. All right, so the inner ear seems to be the most important piece of this, or not so?
Well, that's the one that's going to really impact it much, right? Because people that have people with problems with their feet, it's usually going to be more of an ongoing chronic issue. People who have diabetes and have something called diabetic neuropathy of their feet, where they lose the sensation in their feet, impacts their balance. But that's chronically over time. And as Dave just said, how quick and how sudden it came on. When that occurs, it is usually, it's almost always in the inner ear portion of it that's causing that problem.
And what did you find was yours, Dave?
Well, I believe that's what it was. And the way it came on was I was lying on the floor watching television. And I, for whatever reason, the
was
phone rang.
Was drinking in the story?
No, there was no drinking involved. You had to go there. And I jumped to my feet. And as soon as I jumped up, I mean, I literally went from lying down to jumping. I don't know why.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I was like, whoa. And I my wife was in the room. She said, you better sit down. And I did. And I just kind of lay there. And it just didn't really get better. And
you dealt with this, if I remember right, for 2 or 3 weeks, didn't you, off and on?
Yeah, something like that. I was on medication, and it helped bring it back under control.
But isn't there a crystals system that gets knocked loose?
That's what they told me. That's what they told me.
What is that about, Doc?
That's exactly what it is. So we have essentially these tiny little things in our ears called semicircular canals. And inside those semicircular canals are very fine hairs and fluid. So when your body changes any position at all, even minimal, that fluid and the hairs are sending messages to the brain. Right next to that, unfortunately, we have some crystals, and the crystals actually help as well when they stay in place. But like for Dave and for many others, what happens is one of these crystals gets dislodged. So now instead of fluid pushing up against these hairs as we move slowly and subtly, now you have essentially crystals or rocks pushing up against this, and it is sending a message to the brain that makes no sense whatsoever. So it is sending a message saying one thing, your receptors on the soles of your feet are saying something else, your eyes are saying something else, and the body says, hold on, time out, I don't know what's going on, and you get the sensation of being dizzy.
So these crystals are normally housed where? And make this simple, I'm simple.
Yeah, so think of the semicircular canals as a bunch of tubes that are in a bunch of different positions. Think of it as modern art.
Okay.
The crystals are right outside of those. And unfortunately, they can break off after a quick, sudden movement. Often people are sitting down watching TV and they jump up. They're laying in bed and they jump up. One of those crystals can be freed and then flow into those semicircular canals.
So when they break off, they have to be dissolved to get rid of them? Or how did Dave get better, I guess is my question.
Yeah. So what often happens is they work their way back out. There's a thing called the Epley maneuver, and I don't know if Dave, if your doctor did it, where he lays you down on an exam table and extends your neck and turns your head in a bunch of different positions. What he's trying to do is get that crystal to move back out of those canals.
Now without taking you to dinner first.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yep.
Right.
So, and some people will try the medications, like Dave, you were probably on something called Antivert, which is a strong antihistamine. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, because it's that crystal that we need to get out of there to make sure that we have balance again.
Do people get this chronically?
People can. Some people can get it multiple times, which is very frustrating because there's nothing we can do to prevent it. So we can't say, oh, let's go in and do surgery and remove these crystals. The area that you're talking about is so finely tuned that manipulating it at all is not a great idea, so we don't touch it. But people can get it more often than others. Some people think there's some hereditary component as well.
There's a swimmer's ear thing, and this is summer, obviously, yep, where you get water in your ear.
Yep.
And one of the main reasons or ways that I remember people getting taught to get rid of water in your ear was a leg snap or like a neck and head snap. It seems like that would be really bad based on this discussion.
Right, right. So let's talk about that just for a second, too, because people will get swimmer's ear at this time of the year. And you have to remember that you have your ear canal, and then you have an eardrum, and that eardrum protects everything from the outside getting to the inside where the balance system is. So what you're talking about is trying to get fluid back either out from the outer ear, which is okay. It's not a bad thing to do. Be careful. People always want to put Q-tips in their ears because of this, and you don't want to do that. But if you start to have pain and discomfort, then often you're going to need antibiotic drops for the swimmer's ear.
I want to ask you about a more serious piece of this story, and that is the fact that strokes can cause this. and could confuse the symptoms of it. And obviously, you don't want to mess around with that. So we'll get more with that from Doc in just a second, talking about vertigo. Dave, you okay right now?
I'm okay, but
stand up really quick.
I was told that my hopes of becoming the fifth Walenda, gone.
Oh, that's a shame. Dave Walenda.
Although the wife now hangs from her teeth, so you might be able to do
that. Dave's wife?
No, not Dave. No. Oh, good. Nick Walenda's wife.
Oh, yeah. I was confused, too.
Yeah. So you'll say Karen had.
Well, Karen could.
Karen joined the circus.
She's very talented.
Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. You know, Doc, when you think about the fireworks that kept us all up for the past several days,
yeah.
It's funny that it's okay, right? I mean, would you even consider going outside and telling them to knock it off? No, you go, celebrating. But if I went outside and did this, over and over again, say between 10 and midnight, you'd probably call the police.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm a little tired this morning. By the way, the Epley maneuver that Doc mentioned, it's easy to Google it, and there's videos and stuff there if you can take a look at it. It may be something you could do as a matter of self-treatment, maybe. True or not
yep.
true?
Yep, very true. Okay. But make sure you have the right diagnosis before you go and do that.
Don't Epley yourself unless it's the right thing to do. Sure. All right, so the stroke piece of this story, when it comes to vertigo, if you're just turning on the radio, we're talking about vertigo, and obviously you don't want this to be masking symptoms of a stroke. You want to get to the bottom of it, right?
Yeah, and you know, it can be strokes, it can be brain tumors, it can be a bunch of different things. So one is probably, if you get the sensation, at least get checked out. You know, physicians can tell you pretty quickly. But then other things that to be concerned, if you hit your head and you get this, don't say, oh, this is, you know, benign, I know exactly what to do. No, make sure you get in, because even subtle bleeds can cause this in the brain. But we get concerned if there's a blurred vision. You shouldn't have blurred vision with this. You shouldn't have any chest pain. You shouldn't have any weakness. Slurred speech should not occur. So all the symptoms that we talk about with strokes, you shouldn't have this with benign positional vertigo. And hearing loss is another one. If you have sudden hearing loss, that is not a portion of this. This has nothing to do with the hearing system. It's all with the balance system. So those are probably the big things. Is if it's just the dizziness, and you find that what happens with this too is when you move rapidly, it'll really get bad. But then as you sit quietly and look straight ahead, it'll go away because the crystals move or have stopped moving. Simple to do and often won't happen with the other things, but still worth getting checked.
Can you get a little bit of this? In other words, if you're nauseous for 3 or 4 days in a row and there's no real reason for it and it's not debilitating, can you get a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's big spectrums of this to people who feel just a little bit uncomfortable or a little bit off versus people who can't even get up out of bed, can't even move
right.
because of it. So there's a big spectrum as far as how long it lasts. Some people it can last for 15, 20 minutes. Other people it can last for weeks.
Is it different, Doc, than a ringing in your ear?
Absolutely different than ringing in your ear. Ringing in your ear, tinnitus, is an aggravating condition where the nerve that supplies the brain with information about hearing is kind of inflamed, where this is totally about the balance system. So you can have ringing in your ear and you can do any movement whatsoever, where this would change all of that.
Good stuff as always. We'll post the notes. And Dr. Kevin Most on a Wednesday. We appreciate the extra time. Thanks. And by the way, your balance is terrific, Doc. I remember I met Doc while he was with the Joffrey. Should see some of the moves he can make. Connect with you later.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Michael O'Hanlon will discuss how serious this North Korean ICBM threat is. Coming up, minute before 7, news next, 720 WGN.